Page three items. Mr. Watkinson?
Yes, sir, Commissioner. We have two.
We'll take these one at a time.
Two page three items. These are consent agenda items involving previously unauthorized work where we have gone through our public interest review. And as a result of that review, our recommended action by the commission to approve the projects, but with the appropriate civil charges. The first item on the agenda was Pine Point Community Association Incorporated. They're requesting after the fact authorization to retain a 78-foot long by 6-foot wide timber replacement community pier extending 60 feet channel of mean low water adjacent to property situated along Cod Creek in Northumberland County. In this case, some 30 years ago in 1990, we issued a permit for the pier and boat ramp replacement project. Subsequently, in 2015, they got a permit to replace that again. But in 2018, Tropical Storm Michael destroyed the facility, the pier facilities at that site. They went in and rebuilt that at the time. However, the dimensions of the pier exceeded what the previous permit had authorized. And as a result, it was a violation. We met with both the association president and the contractor responsible for doing the work. Like I said earlier, we went through our public interest review, no objections. The amount of encroachment was reasonable relative to the size of the boat ramp and other structures in the vicinity. So we recommend an approval of the project with a one-time civil charge for both the applicants, the association, and the contractor at a rate of $1,000, and then as well as triple permit fees and royalties for the association in order to issue the permit. So with that, we would recommend approval of the project, noting the acceptance of the civil charges that have been proffered by both the contractor and the applicant.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. Watkinson? Has the contractor... Is the contractor here and the applicant
The contractor could not be here, but he submitted a written statement agreeing to the civil charge and then actually submitted his check for the civil charge of $1,000 if that's accepted by the commission.
How about the applicant?
The applicant is represented here today, as I understand.
Okay. Is the applicant present? Sir, could you come forward, please? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Would you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony that you give today would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God.
I do.
Come before the podium, if you would, please. Could you state your name for the record, please?
Robert McDaniel.
Thank you, Mr. McDaniel. You've heard Mr. Watkinson indicate that you've agreed to a $1,000 civil charge in this matter. Is that true and accurate?
That's correct.
Okay. Any questions of the gentleman by members of the commission? Anything else you'd like to say?
No, it's a pretty accurate assessment.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Anyone else in this wish to be heard on this matter? If not, the matter is before the commission for action.
Move to approve this page three item.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to approve page three item 19-0834 with the civil charges as presented. Is there a second? Second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Watkinson, next item.
The second consent agenda item is for J. Scott Finney, requesting authorization to obtain a 6-foot wide open pile private pier with 601 square feet of deck space and a 15-foot by 35-foot open-sided boathouse, and to install 2 5-foot by 32-foot long finger piers and a boat lift along the Ware River at 740 Ware Creek Road in Gloucester County. In this case, the applicant has agreed to a $1,000 civil charge, and also that would include triple permit fees and in lieu of further enforcement action. In this situation, back in the mid-90s, Mr. Finney applied for a private pier at the site. It was authorized by recognized to be authorized by statute at the time, and the pier was built. However, sometime after 2003, finger piers were added to the pier. They were 6 feet wide rather than the authorized 5 foot wide. Now, 2003 is the important date here in that the code changed in 2003 to stipulate the size a pier could be before a permit would be required. You can have 400 square feet of deck space now without having to get a permit, and you can have finger piers, but they cannot exceed 5 feet in width. In this case, the finger piers were wider than the 5 feet. And as a result, that had to be added to the overall square footage of the deck space at the pier, and that brought it over 400 square feet. So what happened after 2003 was essentially a violation, did not get a permit from us. This came to light as a result of an application Mr. Finney submitted for the new work here. We run through the public interest review for the additional work. We don't think it's excessive in this particular instance, and as a result, we would recommend approval of the project as it exceeds the 400-square-foot amount stipulated in code for a private pier, but accept the offer of $1,000 civil charge payment in lieu of any further enforcement action. Be happy to try and answer any questions that you might
questions
have.
Questions of Mr. Watkinson by members of the commission. Mr. Watkinson, during the course of the discussion with the gentleman, was there any indication that he knew that the 6 feet were not allowed versus the 5 feet?
I don't know for sure.
Is
I'm
going
to have to ask my staff what they might have learned from the
applicant. Is Mr. Finney present?
Mr. Finney's agent is here today.
Okay.
To represent him. But I can ask Mike Johnson, who handled this, whether he had any indication from the applicant what he might have known about the rules.
Mr. Johnson, you've been previously sworn. Could you please answer that, if you would, please?
Yes, sir. In my discussions with Mr. Finney, he was unaware that the addition of those finger piers would have required a permit. I think that's probably based upon his assumption he didn't need a permit for the pier back in 1996.
Further questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir. Is the agent present, represented, wishes to be heard? Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Could you state your name for the record, please?
Carla Havens with Mid-Atlantic Resource Consulting, 1095 Cherry Row Lane, Plainview, Virginia, 23156.
Good morning, Ms. Havens. You've heard the testimony by Mr. Johnson. Can you elaborate as to whether what you know about the finger piers, if anything?
I don't know anything about it. I was hired to complete an application for the two proposed finger piers, and that's when it came to light, when Mike came out, that there was excessive decking out there.
Okay. Any questions of the gentlelady? Thank you, ma'am. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Taggart?
I'll move to approve this page, three items as well, 19-2008.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Minor. Further discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.